Almighty and ever blessed God, we continue in thy holy presence, and we come, O God, in order that we may continue to thank thee and to bless and praise thy name for all thy wondrous goodness and kindness and mercy and compassion with respect to us. O Lord, we realize that we are creatures belonging thus to time and passing through this world. And we think of our existence according to these human measures and standards. And so, O God, we come this morning, which to us is the beginning of a new year. We realize that thou art outside time, from eternity to eternity. And we realize that thou hast put eternity into our hearts. But so, O God, we come, and we thank thee that even as we look at these things from the standpoint of our own measures and assessments, we have everything, O Lord, for which to thank thee. And so we come before thee, and as we have already acknowledged, O God, we would acknowledge again that thou hast looked upon us and blessed us. We thank thee that looking back we can say that surely goodness and mercy have followed us all the days of our life. O God, we thank thee for that, that we are more certain of that than we are of any other single fact. For we know that we are now in thy presence and concerned to seek thy face because of that. We realize that we are what we are by thy grace, and that we are concerned about our souls and their relationship to thee, because thou hast looked upon us, because thou hast drawn us with the cords of thy love, because thou hast worked in us by thy Holy Spirit. O God, we know that were it not for thy goodness, and for thy mercy, and for thy compassion and long-suffering, we would have been left to ourselves, and as we were in sin and in the death of sin, O God, we therefore do indeed thank thee and lift up our hearts together to praise thy great and wondrous name. We cannot understand thy love, O God, and above everything else we find it difficult to understand thy patience, for we have so often failed thee. We have so often broken our own vows and pledges. We have failed so frequently to come up even to our own standard and have failed to do that which we intended to do. And, O God, it would not surprise us if thou hadst finished with us and turned thy back upon us oftentimes. But we know that thou hast mercy and compassion, and thou hast been long-suffering with respect to us. Thou hast waited for us, thou hast varied thy methods of dealing with us in order to call us and to draw us unto thyself. And, O Lord, we feel we can but come before thee and present ourselves in a humble acknowledgement of our partial realization of the greatness of thy love with respect to us. Here I raise mine Ebenezer, hither by thine help I'm come. O Lord, we realize that that is the truth about us all. Thou hast held us. Thou hast sustained us. Thou hast given us that which we needed exactly and precisely at every moment. So looking back, O God, across our lives and across this past year, we do indeed thank thee for all things, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. O Lord, we would thank thee for chastisement even. We would thank thee for things that at the time we couldn't understand, and at which we were tempted to grumble and to complain. We thank thee, O God, that when we look at these things in the light of our destiny and thy great and gracious purpose for us, we see how even these things have ministered to our good, have made us look at ourselves and realize what we are apart from thy grace, and then have enabled us to see in a new and in a wondrous manner the exceeding riches of thy grace and the endlessness of the ocean of thy love with respect to us. O God, We therefore do desire to thank thee. We thank thee for everything that thou hast enabled us to see of the truth concerning thyself in Christ Jesus. We thank thee, O God, for a larger and a deeper apprehension of this wondrous plan of redemption and of salvation. We thank thee, O God, for bringing us to see more and more that it is something which is eternal, something that was worked out and elaborated even before the very foundation of the world itself, something which goes on until sin and evil shall finally be destroyed, and everything in heaven and earth and under the earth shall acknowledge the lordship and the name of thy dear Son. O God, we thank thee for this larger view of redemption, this ability to see it not only in terms of what thou hast graciously enabled us to enjoy, but in terms also of that larger purpose, in terms of the glory of thy great and holy name, and the glory of thy dear Son. O God, we thank thee for this, and we thank thee for every fresh understanding that thou hast given us of our utter inability to do anything finally of value in the salvation of our own souls, so that we see that we are entirely debtors to thee and to thy mercy and to that alone. O God, we therefore pray that thou wouldest continue thy gracious dealings with us. Wilt thou by thy Spirit enable us more and more to understand thy word and to apply it unto ourselves, to see its relevance to the whole of our lives individually and to the whole condition of men and the state of the entire world. Oh, we thank thee for thy word. We thank thee for this gracious revelation of thy purposes. We thank thee, O Lord, that we are in it, and that we see ourselves as participators in this tremendous purpose. O, enable us, we pray thee, then more and more, to set our affections on these things, and wean ourselves and all our pulses from this present evil world. O God, we do therefore praise thy name as we look back and realize that thou hast called us and that thou hast dealt with us, that thou art working out thy great purpose in us, and we would pray thee, O God, that thou wouldest continue with these gracious dealings with us, that we more and more may approximate unto the image and the pattern of him whom thou hast set forth before us. O, therefore, we submit ourselves to thee together this morning. Our desire is, O God, to know thee, the only true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. O Lord, wilt thou graciously manifest thyself to us. Enable us, O God, to do that which thou wouldest have us do to that end. And, O, we beseech thee, grant unto us such glimpses of thy glory and of thy grace, that everything else shall take its right place in our lives, and everything shall have its own significance and no more. O God, we pray thee, so to fill us and so to shed thy love abroad in our hearts, that everything small and unworthy and mean, and which belongs only to time and to earth, shall be driven and swept out of our lives, and we shall be filled with this new life according to the image and pattern of thy dear Son, our blessed Lord and Savior. Lord God, we therefore would offer ourselves to thee anew and afresh. We do submit ourselves and dedicate ourselves once more. O God, we pray thee to take us and to send down thine own holy fire in the Holy Spirit to consume the offering, that the incense of it may arise in thy presence and be pleasing and acceptable in thy holy sight. Lord, hear us as thus we pray, and hear us as in an especial manner we do pray thy continued and increasing blessing upon thy church here and everywhere throughout the world. O God, it grieves us, thou knowest our hearts, it grieves us to see thy name forgotten, derided oftentimes by men. O God, it grieves us to see the godlessness and the irreligion rampant in this city and in this country and throughout the world. O God, we pray thee that thou wouldest so fill thy church and thy people with thy Holy Spirit, that thy work may be revived in a mighty manner everywhere throughout the world. O, wilt thou do such a work in us, thy people, that those who are without shall be amazed and astonished, and shall come rushing, seeking to know the secret of it all. O God, revive thy work, and make bare thy mighty arm. O grant, if it be thy holy will, that in this year which is thus beginning, we may see things that we cannot even imagine, and experience the right hand of thy power in our midst. Hear us, O Lord, as we therefore commit thy people to thee in all parts of the world. We thank thee, O Lord, for every movement of revival that we hear of. We thank thee for every stirring, every moving, every sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees anywhere. O God, wilt thou continue and increase it, until there shall indeed be a mighty work amongst thy people. We therefore commit it humbly to thee. We pray thee to bless and encourage all thy servants, whatever form their service takes. We commit to thee all who are preaching the word today, everywhere throughout the world. O God, we remember likewise those who are engaged in Sunday school work and in the leadership of Bible classes and other meetings. O, wilt thou encourage them all and strengthen them and enable them, O God, to know that with thine unction upon them, there is no end to the possibilities of what they may accomplish. We especially pray for those of thy servants who are set in difficult and trying and discouraging places. O, wilt thou establish them and strengthen them and enable them to know that their labor can never be in vain in the Lord. O God, remember those who are being persecuted and tried. Those, O Lord, who may be in prisons and concentration camps. We plead for thy servants in many lands this day who are meeting cruel opposition and great discouragement. We pray that their hearts may be uplifted and that they may be filled with such a courage that men can never daunt them and they will go forward upon their way. O Lord, hear us as thus we commit all thy people and all thy servants to thy tender care. And hear us, O Lord, as we intercede on behalf of the world in its pain and sin and shame and confusion. O Lord, our God, wilt thou not show the people clearly by a manifestation of thy might the sinfulness of their state, and that while it persists there can be nothing but wars and rumors of wars and discord and bloodshed. God, have mercy upon the nations. We pray for those whom thou hast appointed to rule and to govern in this and in all the lands. We pray thee to humble them under thine almighty hand. Grant unto all leaders of the nations a new seriousness, a new striving after godliness and holiness, that they, standing before the peoples, may ever be a pattern of righteous living and of holiness. Lord, hear us as we pray for them, and hear us as we commit to thee all kinds and conditions of men. We pray for those who are old and infirm. O God, wilt thou look upon them tenderly and bless them. Be with them, we pray thee, and keep them at peace. Enable those who are with them and who care for them. O God, strengthen them and uphold them with thy powerful hand. Bless the sick in mind and the sick in body. O Lord, thou canst deal with all and relieve all. We therefore commit them lovingly to thee and their loved ones. And we remember the bereaved and sorrowing, those to whom a new year has no hope and no brightness. O God, keep them, we pray thee, from living on the past, and grant them such a view of the glory that awaits all who are in Christ, that they will look forward with a new hope and be enabled even to rejoice in the midst of their sorrow. And all others who need our prayers, we bring before thee, Lord. There may be those in our midst who have come with a sense of shame, determined to start anew and afresh, conscious of failure, conscious of inability. O God, wilt thou grant them an abundant assurance of the pardon of all their sins? May they know that the past shall be forgotten, and a present joy be given, a future grace be promised, a glorious hope in heaven. Lord, wilt thou fill them with thine own sense of presence and of power, that they may face the future with all its temptations and all its subtle enticements with a new confidence and a new hope. Hear us, O Lord, in these our prayers. Receive again, we ask, our unworthy and humble prayers, as we offer it all, pleading nothing but the name and the merit of thy dear Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.